This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got some breaking news here, Hugh Douglas. The Eagles are releasing six-time Pro Bowl cornerback Darius Slay. Corner Adam Schefter, Slay is going to be released. If he's a post-June 1st release, he'll save the Eagles $4.3 million against the cap. 215-592-9494 to react with us. Hugh, your reaction as the Eagles make their first, I would say, the cut and moving on. Like, this is the first person from the Super Bowl team that they're saying goodbye to. Your first thought?
Good luck to Darius Slay. I'm pretty sure he's going to catch up with another team. This is the thing about the timing. It gives him an opportunity before free agency starts to catch up with another team. Give him a chance to get out there, put his name out there, and allow him to get as much money as he possibly can. So, you know what? Best of luck to Slay, man. He played his butt off this year. He really did. He did something that has been noted that was uncomfortable for him, and I commend him for that. Because a lot of guys, you know, they get a certain age, man. They don't want to tackle. He did that, and he played tough for the Eagles. So I wish him nothing but the best, man, and thank you.
So I have a few thoughts. One, I grew to like Slay more as this year went on. Yeah, because a year ago I thought it was time to move off him. I thought he blocked you on Twitter. I know he did, but that's fine.
Let me see if I'm blocked.
He unfollowed you. But yeah, I thought it was time to move on a year ago. The Eagles kept him, and he gave them one more good season. They were right. He had one, maybe more than that. We'll see what he does in his career now. But they were right that he had another good season left. He helped them win this year. It was an excellent trade by Howie. I mean, I think he traded a third and fifth in 2019 to get him. And he gave them five good seasons here in an Eagles uniform, two Super Bowl trips, a championship. So that's my first thought, is that they were right. And he had more left in the tank than I thought. And he probably has another year left. We'll see where he goes and how he plays. The second thought I have is, I'm not surprised. A couple weeks ago, do we have this Slay? This was Slay a couple weeks ago talking about his future. And when a player at his age is talking about playing on other teams, to me, that kind of means they might know this is in the cards. Maybe that him and his agent got wind, or he just might have seen the writing on the wall that they could have moved off him. Here's Slay a few weeks ago talking about he wants to play another year, and he says a team beyond the Eagles, which made me wonder, like, does he know something here?
But you know what I'm saying? If it is, it is. If it ain't, it ain't. But right. For sure, the two spots I would love to always be at is either Philly or Eagle. I mean, Philly or Eagle. No, the main two. The main ones I'd love to be at, though.
So Slay talking about playing here or in Detroit if he's not, you know, if something happened here, it did. And the last thought I had is, I wonder if this means they think Cooper DeJean can play on the outside. I mean, we got used to, and he played really well. He was a slot corner, and that's where he found his niche. Mm-hmm. But when they drafted him, no one said he's only a slot. Remember, all the conversation was, well, he could play some safety, he could play some inside, he could play some outside. If they think he's an outside corner, then it didn't make any sense to keep Darius Slay, right? You draft him, he played well, he's on a rookie contract. So I think this is as much about Quinyon and Cooper as it is Slay, because Hugh, he could still play.
He can, and that's what it's about, because you want the young guys to grow. And unfortunately for him, he's a little bit older, makes a lot of money. And you want to see what some of these young guys have.
Well, the other part that is interesting is it saves them $4.3 million to get the cap, which as we go into free agency next week, and this is part of the discussion we had today about freeing up money and what they should do to free up money, $4.3 is a good chunk of money to re-sign a Zach Bond, let's say. I mean, if we think Zach Bond's going to make $15 million a year, they just got a quarter of that money for Bond next year, potentially, by releasing Darius Slay. So Slay released by the Eagles. Post June 1st designation, according to Adam Schefter. 215-592-9494. You think he's going to Detroit? Seemed like that's what he said.
Detroit needs defensive linemen.
But they could always use another corner.
Yeah, they could always use another corner. Yeah, he probably will.
I mean, if they want him, that seems like where he'd want to go back and end his career.
Yeah.
Which means we're going to see Slay again, which I think adds to the idea that that could be the first game of the season. To me, that adds a little extra juice to that game if Darius Slay's on the other side after getting cut by the Eagles. Your reaction, Slay cut by the Eagles. 215-592-9494. I'm not surprised, but it is, isn't it crazy that Bradberry outlasted him here? Bradberry's still on the roster, isn't he?
For now.
For now. No, I know for now. Yeah. But it's crazy.
Well, I think that what you're trying to do, you're trimming fat from different positions. And it's probably that's probably the biggest one. You know, you'll probably hold on to Bradberry for a couple of weeks. I think that you let Slay go at this time to give him the opportunity to catch up with another team.
Yeah, that was an interesting perspective.
Out of respect.
Yeah, respect.
Yeah.
Because if you do this a month from now,
he can't catch on.
It's harder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Teams have filled up their you know, they sign other guys.
Yeah, you want to, you know, that to me, I think that's more of a sign of respect than anything. You want to give him a chance to catch on. Right before free agency starts, week before free agency, go find you another job somewhere else.
Could this also mean that they're high on Hughes' boy, Kelee Ringo?
Maybe.
Could be. Or Isaiah Rodgers, yeah.
Yeah, they might want to, you know.
But Rodgers is a free agent, so they would have to sign him.
Isaiah Rodgers.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you looked at the cap hits for this coming season, he was their fifth highest cap hit. It just was too much for a guy that, again, might have ended up as the third best corner pretty quickly here. I mean, if they think Cooper could play the outside or they think Rodgers is just as good now, it makes sense. He had a big cap hit. 215-592-9494. All right, back to your phone calls on all this. The Jalen Hurts contract extension, the Embiid stuff, and now the news that the Eagles have released Darius Slay. So it is the first big domino to fall this offseason. Hopefully it helps them keep some of these guys that they could lose like a Zach Bond. This hour on 94WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Hugh, before we go back to the phones, what your initial thought on Cooper playing the outside? Do you think he is an outside corner, or do you see it as they should just keep him on the inside? Because that's part of this whole thing.
To answer your first question, yes, I do, but I like him in the slot. I think that what they're trying to figure out maybe is how versatile they could be. You know, because if, say, for instance, as we go through this and we get ready for next year, teams are going to try to attack you differently. If he has the ability to play inside and out, I think that's a benefit to the team, you know, especially if you can make it so that whomever you decide to put out there at that corner spot, they're interchangeable. So that would be phenomenal if you had certain guys that, you know, you could just put anywhere on the
yep.
field. It just makes you that much more formidable as a secondary.
And they didn't. Well, with Slay, they didn't really have that. Like, if Slay's here, he's playing the outside. So
yeah.
That puts Cooper on the inside. By the way, I'm looking at the cap hits, highest ones for next year. And I think it was last week, Elliott said to us he thought Goddard was a sneaky one that they'd have to make a decision on.
Mm-hmm.
So the highest cap hits on next year's team. It's Jalen Hurts at the top, number one, the highest cap hit. Then A.J. Brown, then Lane Johnson, then Jordan Mailata. I would say all four of those guys are worth the cap hit. Then it was Slay, then Goddard. So to that thing last week, they've already handled the Slay thing. If it does feel like Goddard, something's got to change there. His cap number's pretty high for what he is.
So just one more thing from John Clark says, mm-hmm. I'm told it's possible that Darius Slay, after being released, could still come back with the Eagles at a lower number.
Well, didn't that happen two years ago?
They did it like that before, yeah.
I think we were at Bird's Town Hall 2 years ago when it happened.
Yeah.
Because we all reacted to them cutting Slay, and then they brought him back. So that's there you go. All right, so if they could save money and bring him back, that might work out for everybody. We shall see. But for right now, Darius Slay is out. I do think this time the timing tells me it's more unlikely he comes back. And remember last time, they didn't have the young corners they do now. Right?
Yeah, the young Thundercats.
They didn't have Quinion and Cooper on rookie deals and playing well when they cut him 2 years ago. So I would guess he probably doesn't come back, but it's a good point. We've seen this before. Maybe he could come back. All right, Ken and Cinnamon's up on WIP. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Ken.
I was just going to say Slay might want to hang out for a little bit and make sure the Eagles really mean it this time.
Yes. Last time they didn't.
They come before. And Isaiah Rodgers is not negotiating hard. I mean, he said, I want to be back here bad. So he's not really setting himself up to play hardball
mm-hmm.
with the Eagles. And let's be real clear. Hugh is high on Kelee Ringo's mom. So,
and he's made that very clear.
Make that clear.
No comment.
Leave that one alone.
go back and watch Grant Calcaterra handling George Karlaftis on the Devontae Smith touchdown pass the 46-yard touchdown pass on that play. And Dallas Goedert is eminently movable. So I have no problem with that.
Yeah, I do wonder if they could get something for him in a trade or if it's just a release like this. I think they could trade Goedert depending on what they would get back.
Yeah, they could get something for him. I mean, you know, if the 49ers got a fifth-round pick for, you know, the Michelin man there, if they just traded to the Commodore. You know, but Joe, I don't see, like, I just don't see where you see a downside to extending Jalen Hurts. I mean, look, how many times, like every year, they restructure and extend Lane Johnson, and he plays a physically more demanding position than Jalen Hurts does. I mean, he's playing right tackle and he's playing it all by himself. You know, and look, if they go to another Super Bowl, win another Super Bowl in the next 2 years, they're going to extend him anyway. It's just going to be that much more because he got that first extension when he was, what, 25? So he knows that he's in line for another big payday because he got that first big payday so young. You might as well do it now. I don't see any downside to it. I mean, you're worried about what he's going to be in his age 30 season, and that's when he would need a new contract because that's when his current extension would be expiring. They're either going to extend him way before that, or they're going to have decided by then that they want to go in a different direction. But to me, you know, it's the difference between extending him now for whatever now's price tag is for a Super Bowl-winning, Super Bowl MVP quarterback, or what the price tag to extend that guy will be 2 years from now, and potentially with another Super Bowl ring on his finger. I just don't see a downside to smoothing out the cap over a greater length of time, and it's got nothing to do with Myles Garrett, because you know I'm not in on making that trade.
Sure. Well, it's a fair point, Ken. If he does great the next 2 years, they're going to do this anyway, and then I'd be fine. I just want more information before I commit to 6 years from now. It feels so long for a quarterback. I mean, we have the outliers that play through their 30s, play really well, but those are the outliers. Like, a lot of players fall off.
What more information do you need? The guy's got like a... They've got like a 700 winning percentage with Jalen Hurts as their starting quarterback. The hang up with him around here is that it doesn't look like you expect it to look with a quarterback because the offense is not as quarterback centric as a lot of the other offenses in the NFL. But you know, Hugh keeps bringing it up. They only threw the ball 22 times in the Super Bowl. It didn't look any different than normal, other than the fact that, you know, Saquon Barkley didn't go off for 160 yards. So, Jalen had to throw some more touchdown passes than we're accustomed to him seeing. But other than that, you know, this notion that if the quarterback doesn't throw for 350 yards a game, then, you know, there's something wrong with him or he's not good enough. All you need the quarterback to do is to efficiently run the offense within the framework of what you're trying to do as an offense. And I don't know what more you need to see from Jalen Hurts to be convinced that that's what he does here.
So he does do that. So for me, it's less about the play. I think we can guess the play. Can we appreciate the call? I think we could guess Jalen Hurts' play, what it looks like the next 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, if you tell me he's somewhere between the 7th and 12th best quarterback on average the next 3 years, I think that's fair and probably very likely. I guess for me, it's more his body. I mean, can anyone
tell? He does a great job of keeping himself in shape.
He does, but
doesn't look like Deebo Samuel.
Well, that's for sure. But the history of quarterbacks that run as much as his, do those guys play to their 35 at a high level?
I think
Steve McNair, Michael Vick, Cam Newton, Russell, they tend to fall off pretty hard around the age of 30.
I don't think Jalen has taken the beating that.
Oh, I think he has.
I mean, he's taken a beating, but I don't think he's taken the beating that those other guys have taken. I don't see that. And maybe that's me looking at it through rose-colored glasses. But when I think of those other guys, you know, especially Steve McNair ran for some tough-ass yards a lot of times.
Sometimes too. He gets that. He extends that shoulder the first down,
but not as frequently as Steve McNair. Not as frequently as that.
Oh, I think Jalen runs more.
Cam used to run through people.
Yes.
I don't know, Joe, because I I don't know why, but it's stuck in my head a lot of times this year, especially late in the season. Jalen started to get down a little bit more. Like, he started to protect himself a lot more, if I'm not mistaken, than he did earlier in the season.
Well, how much of a beating do we really think the tush push is putting on him?
No, not that much. You do? Maybe?
I mean, kind of.
You think so?
Well, I think they add up.
The other thing about his legs, and we're talking about him being a more proficient passer as he ages, his yards per carry has gone down every single year. He doesn't run as... Now, in the Super Bowl, like, again, this is like he's able to ratchet it up for a big game. But on average, he doesn't run like he did 3 or 4 years ago. He just doesn't do that. Like 5, 6, 7 yards a carry. It's more like 3 or 4 for a first down. I just want a couple more years' information. That's all. And if he still looks this way and we feel better about his trajectory, sure. I mean, I get it. They'll do this at some point. Let's go to Herb in the Northeast, who's
Herb.
Going to
Bye.
Columbia. Is that right?
Okay.
We got you, Herb. You heading to Columbia?
Going for Carnival?
Hey, you, this is what I got. I got Mr. Lori's going to hook you up with a ring. It's going to say in there, inside the ring, it's going to have HD WIP. You understand what I'm talking
Is that what he
about?
Said?
You getting a ring? He didn't tell us.
Mr. Lori up this week and tell him to give you a ring.
I appreciate that.
Okay?
Two major pieces of breaking news.
What about Ike?
I was about to say, get Ike one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And John Richie.
Get one, too. Ike's going to... Get hooked up. All right, listen, last week I talked about what you're talking about, giving Jalen Hurts a long extension or whatever, you know what I mean? It's up to the team, you know what I mean? The thing is, we got to try to sign some players here. I don't have a problem with Slay, whatever happens with him. What I see that's going to come out of the draft right now is... Two defensive linemen, two linebackers, possible a tight end early, possibly in the second or third.
You might need that.
And another cornerback.
Are you going to Columbia, Herb?
So yeah, I'm going there in June.
What are you doing? What did you like a vacation?
I thought he was going for Carnival.
Yeah, vacation,
I'm looking at
nine nights.
Nine nights. That's a good trip.
And listen, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I have a hotel booked for next year at the Super Bowl.
Oh, we're hanging out. We'll get some drinks in Santa Clara. Yeah.
I just booked it, yeah, for Santa Clara, San Francisco. Yep.
Are you ready to hang out, Herb, in San Francisco?
Sure, why not?
All right, we'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll be asleep.
So I got the room. It's about 2 miles from the airport, so I'm hooked up. What else do I want to say, Joe?
I don't know.
Jalen Hurts, to me, is probably going to be, if we get this thing done the way I expect it to get done, he's probably going to be the next $70 million quarterback. It all depends on certain things. You know, if they do it this year or they do it during the season or whatever it is, you know.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that math to the table, Herb. Good phone call. And, Herb, we're happy for the trip to Columbia. 9 nights. I mean, Herb's...
It's not going to be there wilding out.
Yeah. That's exactly.
Like wilding out in Columbia.
All right, so Herb brought the number to the table. Let me throw it at the extend Jalen Hurts people here. Would you give Jalen Hurts, let me do a little quick net math on my paper here, $70 million, you know what 7 times 6 is, right? 7 times 6. Would you give Jalen Hurts, would you throw 6 years and $420 million on his deal right now? Because that's what Herb's suggesting. 6, 420.
It's a lot of bread.
Oh, see, now the bread hits
I mean, that's a lot of bread. I'm thinking.
6, 420.
Does it get as Miles Garrett?
I don't know. I guess it gives him a better chance.
You know, since we...
Yeah, sure, why not?
Six?
You know, I operate better when I'm, you know, got my head in the sand about the money. So I'm going to go ahead and pretend like I ain't hear you say that.
Yeah, you're going to hear $70 million per year on top of the 4 years he has left.
I'm just going to gloss over that little piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. Just gloss over them.
Yeah, I'm okay with
that. Okay. Dave in Northeast Philly. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Dave.
Real quick, you're the best, man. You just keep plugging away on that Tebow Samuel. Just keep plugging away on him.
He will.
And listen, Jalen Hurts will never pay for another drink in this town, as will Darius Slay. All right. Early on, I wasn't the biggest fan. Last year, he played great. But I think it ought to be, and I want Senator Douglas there to affirm this. A new law in Philadelphia sports. Nobody gets an extension with more than 2 years left on their deal. 4 years, I'm sorry. It never works out for us.
Zave, the history of it is not good. I mean, it feels risky. I like this. Senator Douglas, let's get this ratified. Nobody gets an extension until they have 2 years left. What do you think, Hugh?
Nope.
No, why not?
No, because I want Miles Garrett. I'm going to try to put myself in position to get Miles Garrett.
Dave,
I'm telling you something, buddy. I mean, the only reason I'd want him is to stop him from playing for somebody else. Mm-hmm. But I just take care. Last time we were in the Super Bowl, let's let Howie was the Wizard of Oz last year. He doesn't have to be the Wizard of Oz this year. He just has to take care of what has to be taken care of. And that means getting the Braun sign. Getting the offensive guard sign.
Becton, yeah.
Listen, this is gravy on the mashed potatoes. If we could get one of the two defensive linemen signed, be great.
Yeah.
But guess what? This is the strongest draft in years for them positions.
Go get a young D-tackle. Dave, good phone call. Dave gets it. Extending a guy with 4 years left on his deal. 215-592-9494. All right, your chance to react to the release of Darius Slay with us in the final hour of the show. And to save even more money, would you extend Jalen Hurts right now? Hugh and Kyle say yes. I say no. He's got 4 years left on his deal. $70 a year. That's 6 years, $420 million on top of what he has. Yeah, I'm out on that. Plus, we will get to the Clearwater check-in we promised you next. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hey, Philly, want a golf course quality lawn? It's easier and more affordable than you think with True Green. As the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, True Green brings pro-level expertise straight to your yard so your lawn can look like a fairway. Sign up by March 10th and get one free application with their price match guarantee. You know you're getting the best value. Not satisfied? True Green will revisit your lawn between scheduled visits to make it right. All part of their promise. You don't wait. Visit TrueGreen.com today to get a free application. Offer ends March 10th. Restrictions apply.